So I've got my February power bill out of the mailbox, and I bet you there's something in this envelope besides my statement. All right, an electricity bill for $31, not bad. And what did I tell you? A bunch of promotional flyers, including this one for the utility's Green Power Program. It invites me to pay $4 to $10 extra per month to switch to clean energy. The Northwest's large utilities all offer voluntary green power programs like this, but with the exception of Portland, the percentage of customers who've signed up is tiny. Washington State Representative John McCoy, standing in the wings of the State House, says renewable energy needs a bigger push.
Right now, we're blessed and we're cursed by the Columbia River because you're getting it at 4 cents a kilowatt hour, you know. And where these newer technologies, anywhere from 12 to 24 cents. But we need to move on.
According to McCoy, the best way to get more solar, wind, and tidal power onto the grid is to offer renewable energy generators a guarantee. Effectively, the state would say, if you build it, your local utility must buy the juice. And not only that, the utility must agree to a long-term contract that covers generation costs plus a decent profit. Solar developer Stanley Florek of Seattle says the fixed premium purchase price gives suppliers certainty that they'll recover the high costs they pay up front.
You get that investment paid back with a modest return guaranteed on top. And as a result, you may be foolish not to have a solar system or a wind farm in your neighborhood because that property is sitting there not making money for your neighborhood.
This incentive policy is most commonly called a feed-in tariff. Last year, Oregon's legislature adopted it in a pilot program limited to solar electricity. The details are still being argued about, as is the case in California. Supporters are trying to duplicate successes in Europe, especially Germany. This was one topic at a conference in Hamburg. State Secretary for the Environment Christian Maas credits the renewable energy rates for creating 100,000 green jobs in his country.
So I could only recommend from the German experience that it's a good that it's something to copy from.
That's not what utilities in Washington State concluded. Pretty much every single one lined up in opposition to legislation in Olympia this winter. Dave Warren of the Washington PUD Association says electricity demand fell during the recession and may stay down thanks to conservation.
So we'd be forced to buy power that we don't need and idle existing generation or have hydro that is very cost effective, very cheap actually, being replaced by very expensive power.
Warren notes it's ratepayers, not taxpayers, who shoulder the tab for this renewable energy incentive.
Any rate increases are tough to swallow.
Especially right now, he says. In Germany, the above-market price paid to wind and solar farm owners adds about $3 to $5 to the average household's monthly power bill. Dave Warren offered a wide range for how much a similar policy might cost in the Northwest. He estimates rates could go up by as little as 0.03% to as much as 15%, depending on how many customers a utility has to spread the costs across. I'm Tom Bonsi in Olympia.